Good morning. Saints. Good morning, saints. All right. I want to reaffirm, it's good to see the Joneses here. Missionaries we support. And I'm anxious to hear from him. He said something like he was going to talk about a little bit about Honduras, and I'm anxious to hear about that. So he said the church was really thriving, so praise the Lord. Okay, guys, we're going to get started in the book of Ephesians this morning. So turn to Ephesians. And last week we talked a little bit of overview on Ephesians, and we know that Ephesians is one of the prison epistles that Paul wrote in prison, and it was wrote somewhere around 60-61 A.D. Okay, we're only going to get into two verses today, so hopefully it blesses you, it blessed me. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 and verse 2. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first. Lord, we just come to you now. And Father, I just ask that you be with me, Lord. Don't let me say anything that is not out of your word, Lord. I just want to do what you want me to do, Lord. So guide me through this, Lord. Open up our ears, Lord, so we can hear. And Lord, I'm preaching to myself here more than anything. So, Father, just be with us this morning as we go through your word. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ephesians 1, verse 1 and 2 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So now I want you to look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It was wrote somewhere around 56 A.D. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in Ephesians, that was Paul's greetings to us. And we're going to see as we go through these, what we're going to study is his salutes or his greetings to these churches. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Acadia. Acadia. Okay. So that was another greetings from Paul. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sothias, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, our Lord, both theirs and ours. And then one more, Romans chapter 1. Here again, Paul is greeting these churches, or it's his salute to them. Romans chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 and verse 7. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be, what? An apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, down to verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, all these verses that I read to you was Paul's greetings to these churches. All right, now, Paul was an apostle. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the qualifications that it took to be an apostle. I want you to go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 13. And we're going to count these apostles here. Acts chapter 1, verse 13. And it says, "And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter," that's one, "James," two, "John," three, "and Andrew," four, "Philip," five, "and Thomas," six, "Bartholomew," seven, "and Matthew," eight, "John, the son of Apollos," nine, "Simon Simon, that's 10, and "Judas, the brother of James," 11. So how many disciples did Jesus have when he was in his ministry? Or apostles? How many? 12, right. We only have 11 here. Now, we all know the story of Judas Iscariot and what he did. And what we're going to do is we're going to read down there on that. So I don't want to jump ahead of myself. So let's run down through here. Verse 14. "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guided to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry." That was the 12th one. "Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akedama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." Bishopric meaning overseer. His office of overseer, what did Judas Iscariot oversee when he was with Jesus? He overseed the money. All right, verse 21. Now, we're going to get in now to the qualifications that it took to be an apostle. Verse 21 says, "Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out." So the first thing we see here, one of the qualifications to be an apostle, is he had to be a Jewish man. Okay. The first seven chapters of the book of Acts is all Jewish. Nobody, nothing else. That's what it's talking about, the Jews. Okay? And then it said, "Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out." So it was a man. And we know that it was a Jewish man because the first part of the book of Acts is all Jewish. Okay? Now, so the first one, he was a Jewish man. The second one, it says, verse 21, "Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out." So it was a man that was around. He accompanied us all the time that Jesus went in and out. So he was around Jesus all the time. So we see it was a Jewish man, and he had to be there, okay, with Jesus at that time. And then go to verse 22, and it says, being from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So the third thing here is that he had to be a witness of that resurrection. That's what it says right here. So it, first of all, it had to be a Jewish man. Second of all, he had been going in and out with Jesus. And third, we see he had to be a witness of that, of the resurrection. That was the qualifications at that time for an apostle. Okay? And then if you go on and read, let's read it. And they appointed two Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Lord, thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So at that point, we go back to having 12 apostles. Okay? Now, those were the qualifications for an apostle. Now, go back to Ephesians. Back to Ephesians. Paul is talking about here Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. And in all those verses we read, which was in 2 Corinthians 1:1, 1 Corinthians 1:1 and 2, and Romans 1:1 and 7, all those talked about Paul being an apostle. Okay? Paul didn't fit those qualifications. Paul was an exception and the only exception to the rule for apostleship. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to read verse 11 and 12. And it says, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind, and very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. So Paul here, he felt foolish because he had to defend himself, but he had all the characteristics of what it took to be an apostle. So here he feels like he felt foolish because he had to defend himself. That's what I seen in that. Verse 12, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So miraculous signs had to accompany, and it authenticated Paul's ministry and apostleship. So Paul was the only exception to the rule of what the qualifications took to be an apostle. So I wanted to just kind of lay that out to you. And then if we, so what we're going to do now is, I told you, and I do this quite a bit, I like to greet people as saints, you know. And I know I surely don't ever feel like a saint, but it's not what I feel, okay? And so we're going to go over that now. So back in Ephesians 1:1 and 2, I'm going to read that again. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are Ephesians. Well, we're not at Ephesians, right? But it goes on and it says, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's you if you're saved. So he's saluting you and these saints that are in Ephesians as saints. So we sing that again back over in 2 Corinthians 1:1. It said, to the saints. And in 1 Corinthians 1, 2, it said, sanctified in Christ, called to be saints. And we've seen it in Romans 1, 7, called to be saints. Okay, saints, what is a saint? What does the word saints mean? Anybody?
Holy, separated
ones. Right. Holy ones, separated ones. That's what it means. Now, the New Testament designates all believers as saints. It does. Now, it's not because we deserve it. It's not because you might be a good person. And when I look around this room, I see a lot of good persons, mostly the women. But there's a lot of good persons in this room. But it's not about being a good person. You can fill in the blank whatever you want to. We don't deserve it. If we got what we deserve, well, where would we be? Okay. But we have that because of our position. We are holy and set apart to God. Now, I want you to go to Philippians 4, next book over, past Ephesians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 21, let's read it. And it says, Philippians 4, 21, salute every saint, what? What's the next two words? In Christ Jesus, the brethren which are with me greet you. Okay, in Christ. Look at Colossians, the next book over. Colossians 1, 2. Colossians 1, 2. It says, to the saints and faithful brethren, there it is again, in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when I look at that, it's addressing it to those saints in Colossae. But if you're here and you're in Christ, he's addressing it to you too. Okay. Now, because that we are in Christ, we are considered to be saints. And how do we get in Christ? Well, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I'm going to tell you. What does it say in John 3, 3? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's Jesus talking. He told those people you had to be born again. Romans 10, 13 says, and all you guys that go out and door knocking, you should know all this. 10, 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, 9, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, not here, right here, believe in your heart, God has raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, this here, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how you get in Christ. If you're not born again, you're not in Christ. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but that's what it takes to get in Christ. Now, folks, by being in Christ, that puts you in the position that you need to be in to be called a saint. It's our position that counts. Now, folks, if you knew me like I know me, you wouldn't consider me to be a saint. And most of the time, I don't even feel like a saint. Can I get an amen to that? I mean, can you fill in the blank for yourself? I don't feel like a saint very often. But it's not how you feel. It's your position that counts. Christ considered us as saints because of our position. We can't go by our emotions, whether we feel like a saint or not. Now, I have this thing that I don't even know how I come up with it, but I had it in my Bible, and I want to read it to you. And it's I call it the three F's. Sign language is F is like this, I think, isn't it? Anybody know sign language? Or it's like this, one of the two. Like that, okay. The three F's. The first one, facts. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's the fact. Folks, this is the God that created everything, the whole world, who came to earth as the God-man, who preserved his word to all generations, Psalms 12, 6 and 7. The fact that God's word to man and what we have to do to believe that, that's the facts, that's the first step. So we put our facts in motion. That's a fact. If you are in Christ, you are considered a saint. That's a fact. Okay? That's the first F. The second F is faith. Faith in the facts. I mean, the facts are, if you are in Christ, you are considered a saint. That's a fact. And you have to have faith to do that. You have to put your faith in this right here, in this book. And I'm going to go one step further. You have to, the King James Bible is the one that is the best Bible for us as English-speaking people. Just threw that in free. Okay? So we have to put our faith in the facts of God's Word. Takes faith to do that. Hebrews 11:6, one of my favorite verses. But without faith is it impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You want to be rewarded of God, you diligently seek him. That's the second F. So the first F was the facts of God's word. The second F is faith in the facts. And the third F is feelings. Now, going back to what I said a while ago, if I go by my feelings, I don't feel like a saint. I'm a saint because of my position in Christ. I mean, how many times do you guys feel like a saint? I mean, anybody raise your hand. I know some of you women could be that way. And I'm not picking on y'all. It's just, they're the better side of us. So, the feelings are the last thing that comes along. Many times you don't feel like a saint, but you have to go back and remember your position, where you're at. Because Paul, the apostle, addressed us as saints. Okay. What does it say in 1 John 1:9? There you go. You got to put faith in this stuff. If we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what it takes. You know, I don't know about you, but I have a certain way that I start my morning in my prayer. And that's the first thing I say, you know, because when you come to God, you need a clean slate. And how you get it? By confessing your sins. And you, I don't know about you, but I sin every single day. And I know that's just me. My wife could attest to that. So, you know, we need to come to God in the mornings. When you should have your prayer time in the morning. Some people do it, I guess, late at night. I don't. But, you know, you need to come to God. You need to realize the fact that by position in Christ, you are where you are. And God and Paul even addresses you as a saint. So that's my lesson this morning. I got a lot out of that. I know some people might disagree with me on the qualifications, But that's what I seen in that scripture in Acts chapter 1. Those were Jewish men. They were with the Lord, you know, and they witnessed his resurrection. But we got to remember, Paul didn't see none of that. Paul had a 3-year college course, to say, out in the Arabian desert. I don't remember where that's at in scripture. Galatians, okay. And so Paul did not fit those descriptions as an apostle, but he sure was. One of the marks of apostles was the healing, you know, and the miracles and the signs and the wonders. So Paul fit that description. So that's what I have. Next week we're going to get into the next part of it, of looking at the wrong one, of Ephesians. And it's the chosen and sealed part of it, and very controversial. And I know pastors talked about it a lot, about the elect. And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to be as good as he is on it, but we're going to get into that. Okay, so let's pray, and we're calling this morning. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your word and what it means to us, Lord. And we just pray, Father, that we can study your word and be able to come up with conclusions like you want us to have, Lord. We pray that you guide us, Lord, and I pray you be with each and every one of these saints, Lord, because if they're in Christ, they are a saint. So, Lord, just be with us today. Be with Brother Jones as he preaches to us today, Lord. Looking forward to hearing that. Watch over us, Lord. We love you, and we just want to be obedient to your word. So we ask all this in your heavenly name. Amen.